like to inherit a great amount of wealth. If you're from a wealthy family, you may have an income from a trust fund being deposited into your account on a regular basis. If you know how to manage your money well, you could then use those funds to multiply your income through other investments. Well, that's a fun dream, but unfortunately, most of us do not have such an income being given to us. However, I want to share with you a treasure which is available to all of us. Just as in the case of a trust fund, someone else has done the work. We just have to learn how to leverage it. If we can learn how to use this treasure properly, we too can multiply our income and our influence in a great way. Now, this may seem too good to be true, but hang on, it is true, and I'm going to explain it to you. Now, sometimes we will have to purchase our treasure, but usually the cost is small compared to the opportunity for income. The greatest benefit is that just like the family trust fund, we get to reap the profit from what others have created. This treasure trove I speak of is what is known as PLR, MRR, and public domain. Now, if you're like I was when I first heard this, you will say, "What is that?" So what am I talking about? Let's delve deeper and we'll take these three one by one. First, let's see about PLR. You may be familiar with this term, but perhaps you haven't yet realized the power of it. PLR is an abbreviation for private label rights, and it can be associated with many types of products, from blog posts to ebooks to software. Now here I'm going to talk about written material, focusing on material for writers. Basically, what the term means is that you can purchase something which has been created by another person, and you can claim it as your own. In fact, it is yours. You can edit it, claim authorship, and sell it, keeping 100% of the project profit. Imagine that. For a small fee, purchasing a book or stack of articles and doing almost anything you would like with them. Change the title, change the cover, change the words, put your name on it as author. It's yours. Sometimes you will come across something so well written that you will revise it only a little before selling it or giving it to others. There are other times, though, you won't like the writing so much, but you will get a great idea for your own content. In this case, you will take off writing on your own piece using the ideas you have found in this treasure. Either way, you have enhanced your ability to produce material for your clients. Think of it as having purchased a license for the material, because that's what you have done. It's yours, and you have the legal right to use it any way you'd like. With each item you purchase, you'll receive a download of your rights, in other words, your license. Usually, there will be a few restrictions. You probably won't be able to resell the package to others as PLR. In other words, you're the only one who will be able to freely edit and use the material. And also, there may be other restrictions about the minimum price, etc. All of these restrictions are to protect the value of your purchase. Yet with PLR, usually there are very few restrictions. The time you save and the ideas you acquire make this PLR very valuable indeed. This allows you to produce many more products than if you had to do everything from scratch. PLR is a great treasure. So, what's next? MRR. MRR stands for Master Resale Rights. Some people call it Master Resale Rights, R-E-S-A-L-E, but it means the same. In this case, you purchase material similar to the PLR, but with a different type of license. With Master Resale Rights, you sell the product to others for them to sell also, thus the resale. Now, at first glance, this may seem like the better option, but it isn't always. Again, there will be a download of your rights with this option, and most of the time, you're not allowed to change anything. You can't edit it. You can't claim authorship. You will be able to use it and sell it, but you will have to leave it intact and give the original author the credit for authorship. Then, too, there will be other restrictions, like not giving it away or including it as a free gift on a membership site. Personally, I prefer the PLR because I almost always want to change the items I buy. Now, when we're looking at PLR and MRR, there's a warning. I have purchased PLR, which is so well written, I wouldn't really have to change anything except to give it my voice. However, I have also run across some which is terribly written, from top to bottom, poor work, weak ideas, weak writing, basically worthless. So there are many sources for good and poor quality. And when I discover a source which produces excellent material, I check in with them often. When I discover inferior products, I don't go back to that site. Now, usually PLR and MRR producers will write in a certain niche, like health and wellness, business development, life and business coaching, homeschooling, Christian topics, and self-help. These are some of the niches which have great quality products. Some of these sites produce complete packages with PowerPoint lessons, ebooks, blog posts, and social media graphics, but others stick to articles and blog posts or ebooks. As writers, quality content is our goal. Good quality content. When we establish a website, we want to have lots of material to share with others. If we can find some time savers and idea enhancers, our ability to produce is greatly multiplied. So I say go for it. Note, with this lesson, I'm going to include a PDF of some quality PLR and MRR sites I have found to be helpful from time to time, so be looking for that PDF download. Now, I come to the third treasure mentioned earlier, public domain. This term, public domain, refers to all of the books, articles, etc., which are not copyrighted. Without a copyright, you are free to use them. You can reprint them, and it's perfectly legal. When I first heard about public domain work, I was confused. How could some of these writings, etc., be free to use? I was so accustomed to thinking in terms of copyrights and ownership. What would be in the public domain? Now, I must say these rules change from time to time, and so you must keep up with what's current. But right now, anything printed before 1923 is considered to be in public domain. Also, anything printed between 1923 and 1967, if the copyright has not been renewed. Some estimates are that 85% of those books have not been renewed. Now, if I were you, I wouldn't reprint something by Shakespeare and call it your own. Somebody might think you're being a scoundrel. However, if you want to quote Shakespeare or even include portions of his work in one of your projects, you have the right to do that. However, if someone else has taken a copy of Shakespearean work and illustrated it or added something of their own, they could then copyright that edition and you could not use that edition. Just to make sure that you know what I'm talking about, you might go over to Amazon.com and look up some classics. You will notice other people putting their name on the books, along with the original author. They may have added illustrations or an introduction of their own, maybe some historical data. If they added something that they have produced themselves, then they can claim that edition as their own. So make sure that you're using the original text and not what they added for your work. Now, when you use the original text, you have the right to add something of your own to the work and then publish it with your name on it. Now, your name wouldn't be the author of the book, but something like forward by you. The thing about these public domain pieces is that they are free. You just have to know where to find them. That's the tricky part. But with some rummaging around, you'll be able to find some gems. Online, there's some good sources. One is the Gutenberg Project, gutenberg.org. Now, this site has something like 60,000 books in their collection. All of them are cataloged in different ways by author, title, subject, and category. Now, you can't just download these electronic books and sell them as is in that electronic form. However, you can download them and copy them or parts of them to be used for your purposes. One of the fun parts about searching sites like Gutenberg is that you'll come up with authors you never heard about. If you take some time and start reading, you will find some terrific ideas. Old books and old ideas, but timeless ones. I have especially enjoyed browsing some Christian writers from early centuries. Good stuff. Which brings me to the next site, Christian Classics Ethereal Library, CCEL.org, another good source of Christian public domain books. You can search by titles or authors and have access to a surprising number of authors. All of these are Christian. Again, you will encounter many writers that you did not know about. Other sites? Digital Public Library of America, dp.la. This is a national library created to draw from the many libraries around the country. There's some terrific public domain books here. Contributors are the New York Public Library, Harvard University, Library of Congress, and University of Michigan, among others. The bookshelf, which is on the Digital Public Library site, is a catalog with more than 1.6 million entries. Quite an assortment. Next, we come to Internet Archive, archive.org. This includes ebooks from many spots across the web. Then we come to Open Library. Open Library is part of the Internet Archive. The goal is to have a page per book in the collection. Almost all of these are public domain. And let's look at some others. Loyalbooks.com, which is formerly Books Should Be Free, or OpenCulture.com. This site includes a directory of 800 free ebooks available for download. It also has free videos, audios, and free business courses. When you look at this list, you realize that there's an abundance of material available. It will require some researching time for the different sites, yet occasionally you will come across some books which were written in the late 1800s or early 1900s, which are excellent in their content. Just let's take an example. Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich is in the public domain. Now, several people have republished this book with their own prologue or other contributions, and in that case, you can't reuse that edition, but you can use the original edition just like they have. There are many more such excellent works right for your taking. Now, additional sources of terrific material in book public domain are used bookstores, library sales, or even your own attic. For many years, my husband and I lived in a house which had been in his family for more than 135 years. As we pillaged through the attic and the closets, we found many books which were out of print and or in public domain. Some were very interesting, maybe not valuable, but fun to read and free to reuse. So you can see that this part of our treasure trove can give us some great ideas for content today. There are other sources of pre-written material, but the three I have mentioned are my favorites. PLR, Private Label Rights, MRR, Master Resale Rights, and Public Domain, Uncopyrighted Work, which is available to us all. When you begin looking into these sources of content to incorporate into your work, you will realize the significance. As you do your own research, you will discover more treasures and more sources. It's a unique treasure hunt you have been waiting for. You will be finding your own treasure trove, your own trust fund, ready for you to use and multiply your effectiveness. So, happy hunting!